शान्ति मार्गा त्वयि बद्ध सौहृदा त्वया विगुप्ता विचरन्ति निर्भया विनायकानि कपमूर्ध सुप्रभो ततानि तमादवतावकक्वचित् भ्रिष्यन्ति मार्गा त्वयि बद्ध सौहृदा त्वया विगुप्ता विचरन्ति निर्भया विनायकानि कपमूर्ध सुप्रभो ततानि ते माधवतावकक्वचित् मुष्यन्ति मार्गा त्वयि बद्ध सौहृदा विगुप्ता विचरन्ति निर्भया ते माधवतावकक्वचित् त्वयापि गुप्ता विचरन्ति निर्भया विनायकानि कमूर्धसुप्रभो ततानि ते माधवतावकक्वचित् भ्रिष्यन्ति मार्गा त्वयि बद्ध सौहृदा त्वया विगुप्ता विचरन्ति निर्भया विनायकानि कपमूर्ध सुप्रभो ततानि ते माधवतावकक्वचित् ततानि ते माधवतासौहृदा विनायकानि कपमूर्ध सुप्रभो ततानि ते माधवतावकक्वचित् विश्यन्ति मार्गा त्वयि बद्ध सौहृदा निर्भया विनायकानि कनूर्द सुप्रभो तथा लाइक देम द नॉन डिवोटीज ना नॉट ते दे द डिवोटीज माधव O Lord, husband of the goddess of fortune, Tavaka, the followers of the devotional path, the devotees, Kwachit, in any circumstances, Brishyanti, fall down, Margat, from the path of devotional service, Twai, unto you, Baddha Sauhruda, because of being fully attached to your lotus feet, Tvaya Bhayu Abhigupta, always protected from all dangers, Vicharanti, they move, Nirbhaya, without fear, Vinayaka Anikapa, the enemies who maintain paraphernalia to oppose the bhakti cult, Murdasu, on their heads, Prabho, O Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swamishtha Prabhupada ki. O Madhava, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord of the Goddess of Fortune, if devotees completely in love with you sometimes fall from the path of devotion, they do not fall like non-devotees, for you still protect them. Thus they fearlessly traverse the heads of their opponents and continue to progress in devotional service. Purport. Devotees generally do not fall down, but if circumstantially they do, the Lord, because of their strong attachment to Him, gives them protection in all circumstances. Thus, even if devotees fall down, they are still strong enough to traverse the heads of their enemies. We have actually seen that our Krishna consciousness movement has many opponents, such as the deprogrammers, who instituted a strong legal case against the devotees. We thought that this case would take a long time to settle, but because the devotees were protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we unexpectedly won the case in one day. Thus, a case that was expected to continue for years was settled in a day because of the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has promised in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. In history, there are many instances of devotees like Chitraketu, Indradyumna, and Maharaj Bharat, who circumstantially fell down but was still protected. Maharaj Bharat, for example, because of his attachment to a deer, thought of the deer at the time of death, and therefore in his next life he became a deer. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejantante kalevaram. Because of protection by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, the deer remembered his relationship with the Lord and next took birth in a good Brahminical family and perform devotional service. Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe Yogo Brashto Bijayate. Similarly, Chitraketu fell down and became a demon. Vitrasura, but he too was protected. Thus, even if one falls down from the path of Bhakti Yoga, one is ultimately saved. If a devotee is strongly situated in devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has promised to protect him. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. But even if a devotee circumstantially falls down, he is protected by Madhava. The word Madhava is significant. Ma, Mother Lakshmi, the mother of all opulences, is always with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if a devotee is in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all opulences of the Lord are ready to help him. Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishno Yatra Partho Danurdhara Tatra Shrir Vijaya Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Wherever there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and his devotee Arjuna, Partha, there is victory, opulence, extraordinary power and morality. The opulences of a devotee are not a result of karma kanda vichar. A devotee is always protected by all of the Supreme Lord's opulences, of which no one can deprive him. Tesham nityabhi yuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Thus a devotee cannot be defeated by any opponents. A devotee therefore should not deviate knowingly from the path of devotion. The adherent devotee is assured of all protection from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna So, it came as a surprise to me just before Darshan opened, the request was put up that if I can give a short class on this verse. And as I said, these are the one of the most celebrated verses in the Bhagavatam, because these verses give so much hope to devotees. The Bhagavatam is like a fork, a twin fork, something you use to lift it. Say sometimes it is these watch repairers or those who repair or those who have to pick up something usually use a prong. What is called prong or fork? It's a prong, right? So when the Bhagavatam has to lift us up to our eternal situation, it uses this twofold method to able to pick us up. And as you can see, you always need two things to pick something. If you just have one, it's very difficult to pick it up. So the Bhagavatam has these two aspects to it. One is to encourage us, another is to warn us. So through encouragement and through warning, the Bhagavatam helps us to pick us up. And in the previous verse, it was a warning that patanti yado anadrita yushmadangra, that if you don't respect Lord Krishna's lotus feet, have a respect for his devotees, what will happen? You will fall down. So this is a warning. And as soon as you are warned, you become very careful. Oh, I need to take my steps very carefully. Therefore, whenever there is a mopping gun, there is caution notice put up. Wet floor, please walk carefully. So you become very careful. You become very conscious to take your steps. But then this verse is encouraging verse, is something that is hopeful. So there Bhagavatam wants us to be careful and also hopeful. That don't think that it is all your endeavors, your carefulness that is going to get you back. Even if there is a fall down, even if you slip on that path, bhumau eva patanti, that when somebody falls down on the ground, one takes shelter of the ground to again get up. We don't take shelter of self. So if we fall on the path of bhakti, we take shelter of the path of bhakti to again get up. And here Srila Prabhupada beautifully recounts many of the histories where Chitraketu Maharaj and Dhritarasura and few other examples that he gives, that how Lord Krishna ultimately protects. And this yogakshemam vahamya, that Krishna carries what you have, he preserves what you have, and he provides what you lack. And in India there is a insurance company called as LIC, Life Insurance. And the motto of them is this verse, yogakshemam vahamya, that we'll protect you whatever you have, and we'll provide you whatever you don't have. Of course they can't do that, but they take Krishna's verse and they use as a famous, like a banner for their company. And all these insurance companies, no matter where they are, how much they promise, they don't actually protect us from life, from death. Because once you die because of some accident, somebody else gets a benefit. And usually that benefit doesn't belong to you. Like once, and I'm sure you also keep getting these calls to get a credit card or life insurance policies. So once a LIC agent, one of these insurance agents, he called one person. And he says, sir, if you subscribe to this particular model, this particular scheme that we have, then you have to just pay some $60 a month or something, and if something happens, you die, then we'll give you $6 million. So it's a very, very profitable scheme. So the person who's received, the customer, he asked that, why don't you give me $6 million now? Until I die, I'll keep paying $60. And immediately the LIC agent hung up, because they don't work otherwise. They'll give you after you die to somebody else, which is of no use. But Krishna, he protects you. He doesn't protect, of course, he protects those who are surrounding you, but he also gives assurance that he'll protect you. And regards to fall down, there are two types of fall down. One is a circumstantial fall down, another is a conditional fall down. Circumstantial fall down is somehow you are in a situation where you are forced, where it somehow happens that you entered a place where there were some objects that really tempt you. And we honestly don't know which kind of circumstances we will face. We go to work, we go to book distribution or many places. A devotee is always careful that he doesn't consciously enter into those circumstances where he will be tempted or he will fall down. Like if you know, wine will take you away from divine, then you will not intentionally go to a bar to preach, because you know that it is very difficult for me to hold that, to not get tempted. And there's a saying that once there were three friends. So these three friends, they used to every day come to the bar and drink. So one day only two friends came.
And the third friend was missing. So he came and asked, "Sir, what happened? That today only two of you came every day, every time you come three." He said, "Oh, my other friend, the third friend, he died in an accident. So therefore, we are two only, but still, we'll have our drink." Then after a few days passed, this person came alone. But he ordered for two drinks. So he asked that, "What happened, sir? Now today you came alone, is it that the other friend also went, also became, died?" He said, "No, nothing like that. I have become a Hare Krishna. So because I have become Hare Krishna, I am only drinking for my friend who is not there." So usually we try to use some excuse to get into our bad habits. So to not go into those circumstances which will tempt you. I know some devotees are highly tempted by chocolates. And if you intentionally go to a place where chocolates, the smell is like say Starbucks or some place, then naturally get dragged to that. Or some of us have recounts of some old song which we used to like very much. And if you somehow play it, it comes, pops up on YouTube, circumstantial. You didn't plan it, but once it comes up, that conditional nature that is there, that immediately hooks on to that circumstances. So in the path of sadhana bhakti, we always have to ensure that our conditioned state and our circumstantial state are harmonious to the our progress of bhakti. Else our conditions are so strong that the circumstances will naturally take us away. And that's what is a incidental fall down. Even after it, all you are trying, somehow those circumstances come into you where your conditioned nature just drags you. And here the verse is that even if someone falls, he'll for sure will be protected. And in circus, nowadays there is no circus, but most of you must be aware of circus. They have this high, on the height they are doing all kinds of gymnastics. And if you look at them, they are kind of quite fearless. They are jumping from one swing to another swing, then there is another one who is catching it. And you will wonder that ordinarily nobody will do such kind of risks. But why do they do that? One is obviously practice. But along with that practice, they are confident about the safety net, which is below. And you must have seen that sometimes even if they trip, if they don't catch, they come falling, but because there is a safety net, they again bounce back. But with materialists, those who are not having that protection of the Supreme Lord, that safety net, they just crash, come crashing down. Therefore they say, if a devotee falls down, it is like a rubber ball. He'll go down, but he will bounce back with greater force. But if a mayavadi or impersonalist falls down, it is like a glass ball. And a glass ball or a mud ball, when it falls, it just breaks into pieces. And that's the great hope we have on the path of bhakti, of the that safety protection that devotees and Krishna gives us. And this safety net that Prabhupada has put all over the world, it acts in two ways. One is it's a the ISKCON that is spread all over. It's a safety net that wherever you go, you can take shelter. And whoever has not yet taken shelter, it is like that trap net that used to trap fishes. That's also a type of net. So if you are not dead devotees, this net will catch you. Devotees will catch you somewhere. And if you are a devotee, this net, ISKCON.net, will actually protect us. So an amazing net that Prabhupada has, Krishna has put up. And by this assurance, we can safely do our gymnastics. We can safely try to do whatever we can do to please Krishna, please Radha and Krishna. And that is our greatest assurance, that by following the path of bhakti, we'll for sure be protected. So I'll end here, because there is some services, and thank you very much for your kind attendance. So any questions that any devotees have? You have a question?
Just regarding fall down and like devotees bounce back, it says sometimes we see that that doesn't happen, or sometimes devotees don't, like people who are practicing, they end up leaving for a while, and so I'm wondering about that.
Yeah, so the last line says, a devotee therefore should not deviate knowingly. Like, you know you are going to be in trouble if you go to that place. You are fasting. You have taken a resolve to do nirjal. Then you know if you go to the kitchen down, the prasadam hall, you will be tempted. But then, when there is no resolve, you just think, let me check. If the items are too good to fast, then I will not fast. So then you are on a mental platform. And when we are on a mental platform, their mind can easily drag us down. But a devotee is very, that's why he is very careful not to get into the circumstances. But as it is said, if it happens accidentally, incidentally, without your planning, then yes, for sure you will come back, because Krishna tells you from. But if it is by your choice, Krishna never hampers our choice, our free will. So he gives you a time where you are forced to make the choice. And as soon as you realize you made a mistake, usually that happens after a while. That, and then he'll come back. And therefore, Prabhupada says he is annoyed that the path of bhakti is so wonderful that once begun, one will be forcibly dragged to success. But depending on our free will, Krishna may allow us that we'll wait. So therefore, it takes a while, and as Krishna's representatives, if somebody, some devotee has gone away, we should try all our means to somehow bring him back. Not forcefully, but very lovingly. And Krishna, and because that's our job. And that's why Krishna is so grateful to the devotees, because devotees can do something which he cannot, to force. But devotees can do that, because devotees are not taken that vow to be that I'll be samoham sarvabhuteshu, na deshti na kangshati, I'll be equal to everybody, I'll not force everyone, nor do I repel anyone. So therefore, Krishna is very merciful, very happy when devotees go out to force a conditioned soul very lovingly, come back, or a devotee that has gone away. And Krishna is also very merciful, very happy if somebody serves a devotee, because that is another thing that he cannot do. Because devotee doesn't want to take service from Krishna. So if there is another soul that serves a devotee, Krishna is very happy, because that is something he is longing to do, to serve his devotees. So therefore, there are two things that Krishna especially loves, when a devotee either brings somebody back because that job he directly cannot do, another is to serve his devotees. Of course, Krishna is always eager to do both. So, as I said, we have to become those agents to bring back. Any other questions or comments? So thank you very much. Shukantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.